Here in the Mackey Motors pregame, it's going to be Ryan Steinkamp joining me here, the Kemper football head coach. Ryan, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mason.
For you guys last week, you travel on the road to face a district opponent in Southeast Valley. You started off a little slow in that first quarter there. Describe kind of how the offense was moving in that first quarter.
We weren't clicking right away too. We didn't play our cleanest football too, but I thought as the game went on, the kids started responding better, and just a little more locked in, and they did a nice job.
For you guys as well, did you feel like the pass was more open early, or the run was more open early against Southeast Valley?
They did a good job with the blitzes. They stuffed us a few times, so I think a little bit was just taking those pass concepts that we saw available, and then the kids go out making plays.
For you guys as well, what changed between that first quarter and that second quarter? Because you guys became so explosive in that second quarter.
I think a lot of it, it was definitely our defense kind of ignited us on Friday night, which is great to see too. Our defense having success. Got a couple of turnovers, put our offense in a good position, and able to take advantage there.
And for you guys this year, when you've had a couple slow starts here, your defense has kind of been the ones to step up. Is that kind of something that you guys have talk to the kids about, is, if we can get this offense going early, we can kind of just get things rolling for the rest of the year?
I mean, it's definitely we focus on all three phases. We want clean special teams, defense. We talk about money downs, getting down the outfield and third down, trying to get some turnovers. Just playing complimentary football.
For you guys as well, take me through that second quarter offensively. What started to open up as well?
I think it's just good field position too. Kind of those hitting yards things. We got some good field positions, and then we had some explosive plays that always help out.
And I mean, you talk about those explosive plays. I know that Jaron Hoffman had a really big rush during that game. Griffin Glenn had a big pass reception during that game there. For you guys to be able to beat teams over the top like that, I know that probably excites you as a coach.
Yeah, and a lot of that starts in the line too. Those things don't happen without good protection and great blocking by everybody too. So that's definitely one thing we talk about a lot about, is we make sure everybody's got to do their job on every play.
Against Southeast Valley, what do you feel like the guys are going to take away from that game most?
Defensively, we understand our assignments, things we have to do. We put a lot of time in that film study. And offensively, it's, being a little more locked in, a little more clean, make sure we have crisp routes, make sure we're communicating on blocking, stuff like that, too. It's just, you can't take any plays off, and it's got to bring your best every single time.
And, I mean, talking defensively here, do you feel like you guys have switched up anything defensively from the start of the year to now, or do you feel like it's just been kind of cleaning up what you've already had?
Definitely just cleaning up, switching a few things around here, that depending on personnel type deal. But a lot of it is just getting guys, a lot of new guys out there this year, too. It's just getting them accustomed and getting them confident on the field, too. And that's starting to show.
Now you go up against Spirit Lake. Now, I know that the record for Spirit Lake, obviously not where some of the other opponents you guys have had so far. But what does Spirit Lake bring offensively that you guys are going to need to try and slow down?
No, they do a lot of things, a lot of shifts and motions. They have a young quarterback that is getting better every single game too. So obviously they're a very well coached team. They have a great tradition. So yeah, we're definitely we don't care about records. We just focus on each and every game, one game at a time.
Yeah, and I mean, looking at the teams they played, they play that Okoboji team pretty well there. Do you feel like Spirit Lake kind of can play up to a different level?
Yeah. I mean, all their games have been within the possession, that's kind of high school football. It's a football game of inches, and game of, one or two plays that can change a game too. So, and we just talk to our kids about, respecting all of our opponents, and make sure that's what we focus on, us about getting better each and every week, because that's what we can control.
And you talk about that kind of one play can change a game there. Do you feel like you guys just can't give up some of those big plays that some teams are capable of making?
Well, I mean, that's always a big thing, but I think a lot of it is, we talk about how do we respond too. Other teams make plays, we make plays, we make mistakes, but those plays, affect the game. But what's really important is the next play and how you respond to it, and how you're able to answer it and pick each other up.
And so far, you kind of pleased with the way that the guys are responding with some of the stuff going on throughout the year?
Yeah. There's a lot of ups and downs in the game too, and we talk a lot about that too. It's about having each other's back and things like that.
For you guys now, defensively, what do you feel like Spirit Lake is going to try to do to stop all the weapons you guys have on the offensive end of the ball?
For them defensively?
Yes.
I know they do a really good job of moving guys of moving guys around. Probably some, we're gonna see some blitzes inside, outside, and changing up coverages. Now they really are a well-coached team that does a variety of things too, and looks and just they play hard. Great defense.
For you guys offensively, what do you feel like your strength is going to be going into this matchup?
We just kind of, I always talk about the kids, like, you gotta find each other, you know, everybody on the same page, every single play, you know, communicating, and taking what's there. We talk to the line, getting their first few blocks, and then after that, it's just you guys going out making plays.
And do you feel like for you guys, the pass or the rush is something that you guys are looking that can kind of open up against Spirit Lake?
You know, it's kind of what's there too. You know, Brock does a great job of making some checks here or there about run or pass, and you know, it's kind of what we see type deal. So it can be either or, and you know, just excited about the guys have the opportunity.
And then for you guys as well, I know that I've asked you this before here, but now the association puts out their rankings and you guys sitting at number one here for almost the entire season. Do you feel like that's kind of part of the routine here now is that you guys are looking and being able to block out that noise?
Yeah, we you know, it's great being recognized like that too, but we got folks on us too, you know. So it's our controllables, you know, that we just focus on us getting better each and every week.
And you talk about getting better each and every week. What do you feel like the guys have improved on the most between the start of the year up until now?
I think just confidence, you know, confidence. And we talk a lot about communication builds confidence. Is I think a lot of guys know their assignment, what they're supposed to do each play, but if you're just sitting out there quietly and not communicating with the guy next to you, like that's a big thing too. As they start to playing together, you know, it's building that confidence and playing for each other, playing for one another, just getting that team aspect going.
Well, Coach, we thank you for joining us here today in the Amaki Motors pregame, and we wish you the best luck with Spirit Lake.
Awesome, thanks a lot, Mason. Appreciate it.